Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 10. 10 already it's just incredible. I can't believe I've recorded 10 podcasts, and it's 20 for those who want to listen to the same podcast in French. I do the same exact podcast. Well, it's sometimes a little different. So if you understand French, it might be interesting for you if you are curious about PR, how we talk in French and what we talk about, but it's mostly the same subjects. And for this 10th podcast, I have this immense honor to invite someone that I really admire, a young, talented professional, David Tremblay, who's vice president at the agency, but is also my partner and is really an exceptional talent. Without further ado, we'll let him present himself.
Hello, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me. What a year, 2020. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the 20th anniversary of Nata PR. That's quite an achievement. It's like a milestone. And it's, you know, who knew back in 2000, that in 2020, you would have now a podcast, a PR school, and a great success of an agency, right?
And going through a crazy pandemic, like universal challenge for everyone. I know, isn't it? It's insane.
Right. Yeah. Oh. And it's, I really do appreciate taking the time to talk with me. So who am I? I'm David Tremblay, as you I see a little French accent here. I'm based out of Toronto. Now I'm Torontonian, but I'm from Saguenay, which is 6 hours north from Montreal, a small town called L'Abbé. I've done all my study there. Cégep, which in Quebec is basically technical school, somewhere between high school and university, college-ish. And I did like a lot of my studies in PR there in an agency. And then I moved to Montreal, obviously, for my internship, which was at an agency as well back in the days. Yeah, PR agency, first professional job, even though, you know, in Saguenay, PR is not, there's no such thing as PR. So I did that. And then I was there for 3 years and then moved into the marketing side because I wanted, you know, to explore what it is to have, you know, not only myself and my products to kind of influence people to talk about, but actually sell those products. So I was a marketing director.
And those who are listening to us know, probably like PR is part of the marketing mix. So we're part of the promotion. So it makes sense. You know, you were young, you tried PR. And sometimes we do have employees too that, let's say they work with us, it's their first job after they graduate. And then they have the same question. So, oh, maybe marketing is more my jam, and why don't I try that? And I know you did. And for like
3 years, almost four. Yeah. And it was a distribution company of professional hair care and skincare. So quite interesting. Obviously, my forte is beauty. I know a lot about things.
Not
but
just beauty. Really good.
I know a lot about beauty, let's say, but I do know a lot about basically everything that is trendy and everything that is launching out there. But yeah, so I did that. And then a common friend of ours introduced me to you and to your agency. And then, you know, almost four years later, I was at Nata PR in Montreal and then decided 3 years ago to move to Toronto to, you know, manage the agency here and the team here.
Yeah. And before we even go further, I forgot to mention that, but I rarely even think about that, but I think it's important to just mention it, and maybe people won't even notice when we speak and we have this conversation and this this chat today. But there's a good 25 years of difference between David and I. And we're not on TV, so it would be more obvious if we weren't just behind a microphone, but the 25 plus are on my side. But this is interesting because it's happening to a lot of our clients too. Let's say you are president of companies, CEOs, or owners who are in their 50s, 60s and older. They have employees younger, but we live the same thing at the same time too, even if this is an advantage for us, because I think we represent, when we meet client, I think it's very reassuring to see that you represent a younger generation of your team. And I do represent also, I know their past.
Yeah,
I've seen the facts arrive, and you've opened a TikTok account not so long ago.
Yeah, it's definitely a powerful duo. How you like to call it, the best of both worlds, right?
The best of both worlds. This is exactly what we are proposing. And it's reassuring for clients who wants to still, talk to a younger audience, obviously, because if you only talk to a certain audience, it might be dangerous, especially now that everything online is so growing faster than ever. I find that we've probably fast forward through the pandemic to COVID a good 5 to maybe sometimes more than 5 years. Probably everything that's happening, that we see happening, some of our clients have increased their online sales by more than 100%. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? What's happening? Yeah. Let's talk about you, David, younger generation. But all this to say that I never think about it. It happens to me once in a while when you're telling me your mother is it's your mother's birthday, and I'm like, oh my God, or his mother has my age. But that's about, happening once a year.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah.
But I think we're both passionate about our clients and what we do, public relation. And we're still very passionate about our profession. And this is exactly why we're doing this podcast, right?
And I do feel, the excitement that we have when we do launch a new brand or we do sign a new contract is basically the same. We do care about our clients. We do care about the media that we're talking to and the influencers. And that's the main base of where we're starting, right? That's the basement of the agency. And then it can only grow.
Yeah, it's kind of the core, because you and I, we really care. We had this conversation previously, and we really care about who our clients are, even if they're sometimes huge international brands. We care about the people that work for these companies, actually, and we try to understand their reality and what are their, understand how they work, who they are. And it's all about learning and creating relations. And this is what I love too. And I know we share this passion about making connections with people, but this is a huge talent that you have.
Well, I love people.
Yeah, you love it. But not more than that. When I tell people, if you don't know what charisma is, you have to meet David. So one day, you who are listening today, if you have the chance to meet David Tremblay, my David Tremblay, because there's many David Tremblay. It's a very popular name up north of Quebec. But David has what I call this unique talent. He connects really quickly with people, but it comes from a real interest. You are really interested by people. I think you have this, and probably it's coming from your own background. You weren't raised in a big city. You're coming from a small village, and maybe, I don't know. Yeah, there's something that's very unique about you, and it's one of your best talent, I find.
Well, thank you, of course. But I do think that honesty and trust is something that you cannot invent. You can build something more, but it needs to be to come from a real, genuine sentiment and emotion. And I do feel that, because I said earlier, I love people, and I truly do. And it's really about knowing what they're going through, knowing what's happening and what they're interested in. I do feel that this is really what fuels my day and my PR strain, because in PR, we always forget it, but there's public relation, and relation is definitely, it's even in the name of the game. So we do have to work on those. And that's, for me, it's a pleasure every day to meet new people or to just nourish the friendship and relationship that I already have. And it's really important for me. So I feel like this, when you do that and you nourish those relationships, you do become a better PR professional.
Yeah, it's the basic, right? This is one of my questions. You've already answered. What does it take to become a really good, or what does it take to be a PR professional? And I agree with you, especially in what we do, and probably anything we do, especially because we have to build this relation. As you say, I always talk about the relations we have with our clients, the people that pay us, obviously, but we have to build relationship with influencers, journalists. Otherwise, you can have all the best clients paying you. They won't stay long with you if you don't have the other relations on the other side.
Yeah, we have to be kind of insiders, right? We have to know what's happening. We have to be in the know of everything. And because our client first are, that's a part of our service, but also that's part of the relationship that we built with those media influencers and organizations, because sometimes we need to, you know, suggest brand collaboration. So we need to be aware of what's happening out there. And you were talking about what it takes to be a good PR professional. I do feel that curiosity, being, you know, excited about new things, really does help to build a stronger career, because getting interested in stuff or in subject that you would not usually see, and you're going to search on Google or you're going to search everywhere on the web, it's really what makes it more interesting, because you have to know what's happening out there to present new products on your brand, because it needs to be in related to what's happening in the world right now.
No, I agree with you. Like, this is interesting. It's a skill, probably. I think you can learn to become more and more curious. It's also part of, we meet these clients. We sometimes, you make fun of me because I like the car industry and you're not such a big fan, but you know, we can work on an account like this, me being more passionate about cars, you being more passionate about niche perfumes, for example, and have the same interest once we learn more about the product. But you're right, we need to find out what's behind it too.
There's a lot of coach and wellness out there, but there's a core message there, is finding the truth, right? Is it either personal or business or brand or product? What is really behind the product? Because like everything that has been created, there's a reason for that.
And we think it's just for like smaller niche brands or a company that hasn't, you know, grow and become like very, let's say, international and not so close to their clients. But when I realized that when we're talking now, I'm thinking that I used to do PR for a French brand. Now it's owned by Groupe Seb. It's called Crops, K-R-U-P-S, Crops Company. And they still make small home appliances, especially espresso machine. And we did a lot of work for them. And it changed everything. It changed the game for this brand when we had an in-house marketing person or, you know, VP who came do presentation, but they were all trained, barista trained. So they could all make an amazing espresso. They could talk about, you know, coffee. Then the media realized that, oh, okay, they don't just sell home appliances, like kitchen appliances. They also sell a passion for coffee. And oh my God, it changed everything. Then they really were interested in, okay, why this espresso machine is also used by a young barista who wants to learn how to make coffee at home. So we had a whole story. So even with something that can seem very like a consumer product at first, can change completely, especially if it's, well, obviously we love working with good product, you and I, and we also sometimes say no to some clients who want to just like throw something out there and sell something just for selling something. This is not the clients that normally we choose at the agency, but you're right.
I do feel that if we are inspired by a brand, if we are inspired by the person behind the brand, well, we also know that media will be, and that influencer will be, because we see that there's something there. I do feel that inspiration is also a key to influence other about the brand, like you were just saying, right? Oh my God, the media that saw this VP marketing doing his barista thing, I'm sure they thought, oh my God, me too. I want to be that person. I want to be that inspired of doing a better coffee and doing it myself.
Yeah, let me ask a few questions. One of my questions today is there any like one or two clients that really maybe inspired you that much that you were able to create such a success, and why?
Yes. So there's, I have many and plenty of clients in mind, but there's two that, you know, recently, and also like that put like a wow factor in my works, well, 10 years plus career. Well, the first one is a small boutique in Montreal called Etiquette. And Etiquette is like a destination, luxury destination for products, skincare, perfumes, fragrance, candles, everything. And it's also obviously a spa. You have like the Tatar Per First Spa exclusive. And it just, I do love that brand because over the years, we've been working with him for 4 years, it has become the reference. And for media about what's happening in the skincare industry, it's an edited and curated collection of products, of brands that make sense, that are, yes, trendy with everything that's happening in the beauty industry, but also that works. And for me, that's Simon, who is behind that kind of brand boutique, e-boutique as well, for me is someone that I do truly respect because I feel like his choices make sense for me. And I do think that during those 4 years, it has become truly a media darling. And people really ask, oh, what's this new product at Etiquette? Mm. It must be good because it's there. So obviously it was already there. We just created and just put the light on.
I have to invite Simon to talk about his concept because it's very interesting. We could even do another podcast just on that. We love to work with obviously big, large international companies, but also smaller ones as Etiquette, depending on what they do and who's behind it, that changes a lot. We'll have to stop this, but we'll have other conversation for sure about what we do. I just want to say that we created the NataPR School new program. So go on our website, natapr.com. You'll find everything about what we do. If you want a free consultation, you can reach myself or David. And I hope you enjoy these podcasts because we intend to record a few more. Thank you for listening. À la semaine prochaine.
Bye-bye, Nathalie. Thank you so much.
Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!